You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Weight in salt. That is Go Play God. You are listening to Mag Sync Radio. I am Rocker here with Chloe and Jane. A journey to recovery is never easy, and Big John is the drummer of Madison hard rock band Go Play God. And in 2023, his diabetes went haywire, and John was hospitalized for a year at UW Health. As with any health journey, John has an incredible story, and this Sunday, September 14th, the music scene is coming together with a fundraiser for Big John, and it's going to be at the Crucible on Madison's east side from 2 to 7 p.m. The fundraiser includes four bands and a raffle. That includes a 61 Gibson SG, a PRS guitar, and much more. On the phone with us right now, Big John Smolik, drummer of the Madison music scene for many years. Big John, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Hey, Rocker.
Man, it is so good to talk to you, John. How are you doing these days? What's your current status like?
I'm good, man. I'm, ups and downs, but every day's a step forward, and you got to be really grateful for the short-term goals that you meet, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, Big John, tell us a little bit, about how you got started in music, playing drums, and your band Go Play God. What's your backstory?
It all started when I was a kid. My mom was a music teacher, started playing snare, drum, with some lessons about third grade, then the middle school, marching band, high school, marching band, jazz band, all that. And then I grew up in Poinet, Wisconsin, Lake Wisconsin area.
Yep.
And then I moved to Madison in 87.
Oh, good year.
Yeah, it was a great year. Last Cracker Boys were hitting. I met a few local musicians and put a couple of things together, One name that doesn't escape me is Seth Van Wee, God rest his soul. That started my journey, and then I just, I started meeting all you guys, and great. I was able to play with, Sean Brown and Kerry Coppin.
Yeah.
And that led me to friendship of... 20 plus years. The guitar player won. And that's that goes to Livid Days. That goes all the way back then to now, right now, present, Go Play God. We, me and Vaughn just started.
And Vaughn's the guitar player?
Yep, Vaughn is, yep. We just started going back out to the rehearsal spot when we can. And I set up an acoustic kit, and it's slow turning, man.
Well, it's 2023, and your band Go Play God is making ground, but diabetes lands you in the hospital. It was a year-long struggle, and you lost part of a limb in the process. Tell us a little about that story and your efforts to obtain a prosthetic and get back to work.
It was February 23. I had some infection on my left lower leg. They amputated part of my foot, and subsequently they had to go just above the knee because the bone had got infected. And then from there was I was in the hospital for a year. Thank God for Susie Q. My ex-wife, she's an angel, and my son, and then Warren.
Well, it's good to hear that you were getting back from all that. I mean, what is your struggle with trying to kind of get the prosthetic, and is that a part of the fundraiser that you're holding?
Yes, that is. Yep, that's the main reason. I got to get to a certain weight, and I'm just about there. When this journey started back in February 23, I was 390 some pounds, and today I'm weighing in at 261.
Wow. That's a...
So I got to get down to about 255, 250. I'm there. And then I got to be able to, you know, keep the fluid off the body so that the limb, the stump, does not, you know, swell up full of fluid.
Well, what is... Okay, well, now you were fixing cars. Is that where you used to work, right? Auto?
I've been in my whole life in the parts and service repair business. I've managed light automotive shops, big truck shops. I sold heavy-duty equipment. That was the last thing I was doing. I was selling Komatsu products and, you know, bulldozers and wheel loaders and all that jazz, rock crushers. And that's what I want to get back to is doing that gig.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, man. And I was able to travel the nation, you know. A lot of time in Nashville, a lot of time in Memphis, a lot of time in Oklahoma, you know. It was a good time.
Well, so Sunday, September 14th, the music community is coming together to throw the fundraiser for Big John. It's happening at the Crucible Live Music Venue here in Madison. The show features four local bands, including Mother Hive, Static Affliction, Abaddon's End, and I return to the stage playing drums for the first time since my health crisis with my band Iron Plow. And after spending my own time hospitalized and working back to be able to play drums on stage, I'm proud to be helping Big John out. So come on out for this show. John, what does it mean for you, for people in the music community, to put this on this event for you?
Sorry, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We're good to hear. We can't wait to see you. Between bands, there's going to be raffles with prizes, including a few guitars, a 1961 Gibson SG that was anonymously donated, a PRS, and a Fender Acoustic. There's many more prizes. Tell us about the fundraiser and the raffles and stuff that's coming on Sunday, tomorrow.
You know, it came together with Johnny Coons and Abaddon's End, and, you know, John Coons really pushed for this, and then it started as a thought idea, and then it just started to steamroll, and, you know, before you know it, we had Guitar Center involved, we had Dave's Guitar.
Wow.
We had got the Mailers, we got the Packers, there's just a lot of things that just blow me away.
Oh, that's right. There's going to be a Packers team, 2024 team, signed football. And I read some Mallards game passes, Ultimate Arts tattoo package.
Yep.
There's really going to be a lot of stuff raffled off between the bands.
Yeah, that's straight, but Ultimate Arts is awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. Really cool.
Yeah, I'm grateful, man.
Well, John, it's so good to hear from you. We're glad that you could be on the phone with us and tell us about this. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and playing at the Crucible. My band, Iron Plow, goes off at 5 o'clock, so make sure you're there. The whole thing, the doors open at 2 p.m. And Big John, again, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. One of Go Play God's big singles, it's called Meant to Be. Tell us about this song before we listen.
It kind of just came together when Kirk Taliaferro was still alive with us. It kind of just popped out. You know how they say a song just popped out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And we were doing a lot of studio work with Mr. Paul Schluter, the man, the myth, the legend. that guy is an unbelievable talent.
So he produced this single?
Yep. He didn't let us just rest on our laurels. You know, he pushed and I'm grateful for it. And it's an unbelievable tune.
Well, let's take a listen. Thanks a lot, John. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Right now, let's check this out. This is Go Play God and Meant to Be. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Love you, rocker.
Life finds a way.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.